You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. We have our guest on the phone, Lisa Wilson, who is the director of the Refugee Center here in Urbana-Champaign. So welcome to the program, Lisa.
Thank you.
So you were kind enough to agree to be on the air, even though you've got things going on this morning. So we'll try and keep you on as little time as possible. But we really want to learn a lot more about the work that you're doing at the Refugee Center. First of all, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners and tell them a little bit about you?
Sure. My name's Lisa Wilson. I'm the executive director of the Refugee Center. I'm an attorney that got attracted to immigration law and the plight of immigrants, especially after the 2016 election, and was drawn to an opportunity at the Refugee Center to lead this wonderful organization that's been in the Champaign-Urbana area for over 40 years.
Really? That long? Wow.
Yes. Yes.
So talk a little bit about the work that the Refugee Center does.
We do everything we can to help immigrants and refugees acclimate to life in East Central Illinois, and that can range. We are a refugee resettlement agency, which means when we receive refugees, we are responsible for a lot of things, from finding housing to providing household goods and appropriate food, and then getting them started with paperwork, school registration, ESL, job applications. It's a 90-day process, but really it lasts much longer than that. And then for our non-refugee clients, we deal a lot with public benefit applications. So for SNAP, WIC, Medicaid, the Department of Human Services, there's a lot that they have to go through to get these benefits. And not only do we do the translation and interpretation for them, but we really are their advocates. That's probably the biggest part of our service, is we are advocates for our clients, because these entities are not easy to navigate, and we end up educating people all throughout the county and the state about what immigrants by law have rights to have. And that goes from Department of Human Services to the DMV. There are so many different categories for benefits that it's very confusing, and we are advocating for our clients.
Native Americans have enough trouble navigating those systems, much less adding a language barrier into that.
Exactly.
And so, Lisa, people that need your services, how do they become aware of the Refugee Center?
You know, our clients still communicate. It's mostly through word of mouth and their own networking.
Okay.
We have many different immigrant groups that we serve at the Refugee Center, and we find that they are all connected to each other. They all have phones. A lot of them use WhatsApp. And once somebody receives a service, if somebody else needs it, they say, well, go to the Refugee Center. So while we do a lot of outreach, we distribute flyers in, for example, ethnic grocery stores, laundromats, places that we know where our clients live and work and attend. But really, the most effective means of outreach is still word of mouth.
And where does all the funding come from for this important service?
It's a mixture of federal, state, and local funds, also private donations.
And how many people... Say, how many people are you serving, and how many different countries do these folks come from?
Well, in fiscal year 22, which ended June 30th, we served over 2,800 unduplicated individuals.
Wow.
And what that means is that every one of them was counted just once. So there are many people who we served several times in that year. So it's a large client caseload right now. It's definitely an increase over the year before. And the predominant ethnicities for the countries that people are coming from, Guatemala, Mexico, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Those would be our primary. Mm-hmm. Colombia. We definitely have some Colombians and a few Venezuelans that have come our way.
And what kind of a staff do you have to help you do this?
Well, we've grown tremendously, too. As the need has grown, so has our staff. We now have the equivalent of 23 full-time people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I'm sure multilingual as well,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So we have a mixture. We have bilingual case managers, and then we have a resettlement team, some of which are bilingual, some are not, but they help do the background work of finding places to live, securing furniture and appropriate food. And, of course, with all of these programs, there's incredible documentation and reporting that's required. Mm. So we have several people who that's all they're doing. They're working remotely, and they're taking the case notes that case managers and resettlement team generates, and they're turning them into data to turn into our grantors.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that seems like an awful lot of effort. Yeah. What are the important things that people in the community need to know about the Refugee Center?
Well, that we're here for all immigrants and people with limited English proficiency. That we've been here for a long time. We're a trusted member of the immigrant community. And that our immigrant community in Champaign County continues to grow. We suspect that there was an undercount in the 2020 census, and that it's grown even more than those records reflect. And I'd like them to know that we are receiving people now that have no previous connection to the area, which means they're coming without somebody's couch to sleep on, without a friend to provide, services for them or some guidance. And so they're really starting from scratch. And one of the biggest challenges we're finding is finding affordable housing.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that's even more difficult in other cities, the larger cities around the country. But,
Chicago is really feeling the squeeze right now. They have received many, many new immigrants to the area, and they are in the process of trying to move them out of hotels and into more permanent housing. And it's a challenge.
And Lisa, could you give your website to the listeners so that they can find out more information about this?
Sure. It's the Refugee Center -CU. That should be it. RefugeeCenter-CU.org.
Okay.
RefugeeCenter.CU.
-CU.org.
Okay.
Right.
Very good. And are there any other, is there any other information that you'd like to share? Have you had a recent success that you're really proud of or,
Yes. Yes. We recently welcomed a family from Colombia. They are refugees. They had been waiting for years outside of Colombia and recently arrived in the last 10 days. And we found them a place to live. We have set up a job interview for the father, and we're getting the 5-year-old registered for school. Also, getting them registered for ESL. So that's their sponsor here in the area is delighted that they finally have come through the process and are here in Champaign-Urbana, and it's really a heartwarming story. We also just got notification yesterday that we're going to be welcoming an Afghan female university student. So that's going to be a very exciting proposition. She will be attending University of Illinois, as we understand it, and right now we're working on finding out what the arrangements are for where she's living, and because she has a scholarship that's tuition, room, and board, and so we're going to be working out those details.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. that's pretty amazing. So yeah. If somebody is living in the Champaign-Urbana area and a refugee family moves in next door, what advice do you have for them in making the best possible relationship with that family?
Just introduce yourself. I mean, there might be a language barrier, but, a handshake, a bow, a smile, I mean, that's universal.
Yeah.
So just be as friendly and welcoming as you can, and you'll find that you will gain so much more from knowing about where somebody else is from, what they've experienced, their culture, their music, their religion. It's just a a great experience of growth.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Lisa Wilson, Executive Director of the Refugee Center in Champaign-Urbana. Thank you so much, Lisa, and
thank
have safe travels today.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.